Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. Y'all know it's all French Toast Friday up in here and Catfish Friday. Honey, what is Friday without the catfish? You know, I ain't never seen no Friday without some French toast or catfish, honey. And if you really want to know the truth about it, give me some syrup and some biscuits on the side with some butter all mashed up in it. Baby, bye. Listen, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's just a little chilly around here, but it's all sunshine up in here. It is February 17th, 2023, 5:43 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. It's 6:43 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to put it on up today. ATL to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team here, Nation International, the hardest winning team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kuwait. Good morning. Listen to this show. Yes, me brought to you. Back up a rum. Come on, rum.com. T-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Come on, rum.com. We have two different flavors. Gumba rum, natural vanilla, which is gumba gold. And natural coconut, which is gumba silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Chakalaka, Chakalaka, boom, boom, yeah. He's the hardest working man I am at TFC. Listen. Got some hot music for you. Independent artist David Bully and independent artist Charlie Brockett. Yes, indeed. Before I get into music, I want y'all to get on up into Facebook. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, internet, what we're going to do up in here. All right. Gonna get all up into the music, y'all. Yes, indeed, your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Independent artist Charlie Bucket. I got some bad music, super bad. Gonna get all up into it on this Friday night. Y'all keep on frying my catfish. Keep frying my catfish and keep on making my French toast, baby. French toast and catfish. I know y'all ain't never heard of that, but honey, it's smackalicious good all up in here, up in here, up in here. Listen, I got some music by independent artist Charlie Bucket. It is Daddy's Legacy. Daddy's Legacy. Take a listen to this.
Wanna be the one that opens up the door anytime that you might find it closed, knowing when to lend a hand and smiling while I'm walking, grateful that I can't be bought or sold. The one that notices clouds streaming across the sky, not caring that I'll never know the why. Laughing cause tomorrow is a chance to get it better. laughing cause there's no more tears to cry. So Lord, won't you keep the sun shining on my face? Help keep me dancing in the rain. I might fall down 10,000 times. Next time, maybe I'll abstain. Daddy, he was loved by many people. In fact, he was loved by more than most. Nobody could have saved him on his dying day. I can hear the whispers of his ghost. I'm grateful for the lessons that he taught me, especially to love with all you got. It's hardest to remember on the sad ones, but I dig it when this space is getting hot. This space is getting hot. So Lord, won't you keep the sun shining on my face? Help keep me dancing in the rain. I might fall down 10,000 times, but I guess I'll learn the lesson just the same. Always a lesson in the hardest days, something worth knowing from my tears. Never thought I'd make it much past 25, so I guess I'm living extra in years. My daddy took his life one Sunday morning. He thought he was worth more dead than alive. He said, son, let this be a lesson, not a setback. Glad he never saw me take that down. Saw me take that down. So Lord, won't you keep the sun shining on my face? Help keep me dancing in the rain. I might fall down 10,000 times, but something sure can cause a stain. Older now, so I guess I got more mercy. Some days I need it more than most. One thing that I learned from Daddy's last mistake, humbly I ain't got the time to boast. Sometimes I just wanna dance the night away, twirling like a dervish mad at prayer. There's something in the vastness of this stardust, I can feel that same thing in a stare. Same thing in a stare. So Lord, won't you keep the sun shining on my face? Help keep me dancing in the rain. I might fall down 10,000 times, but I know I'm gonna get up once again. Staring straight in the abyss and pondering its depth. Darkness ain't got nothing on tonight. Realizing that I can make it better. It's the difference between what is wrong and right. If life is a question for the ages, and the answer is the love that's in my heart, it'll probably be too late when I know this story's over. But I'm glad I knew exactly when to start. Exactly when to start. You keep keep the sun shining on my face. Help keep me dancing in the rain. I might fall down 10,000 times. Love that grew between us will remain. Love, it will remain. Love, it will remain. Love, it will remain. Love, it will remain.
All right, all right. That's independent artist Charlie Bucket, Daddy's Legacy. Charlie's Bucket, he loves to make music and tell a story that let people know that love is the answer. Through it all, love is the answer. Sometimes you don't feel like love is the answer. Sometimes you feel like telling people, you know where you can go. You can go where the sun really ain't shining. You know, ain't no sun in hell, right? And sometimes you feel like telling people that. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all know I'm a licensed life coach, been trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter and journalist for Fox 32 News here in Chicago, but she's no longer there. She trained me years and years ago. But listen, I have to get that out there. You know, look, everybody's saying there's a life coach. They're a life coach. They don't have certifications or a license, but I do. So listen, let me tell you something about Daddy's Legacy and Charlie Bucket. Let me tell you something. You know, mama's always got life lessons. And let me tell you this here. It takes growth. A lot of times, and you guys know this. You know this. It takes growth to show love when you really don't want to. You know, it takes growth to control the tongue. You know, the tongue is the smallest part of your body and the most unruly part of your body. Because what? We love to flap our gums and really tell people, you know, where the sun ain't shining. And so, listen, according to Charlie, the best thing that you can pick about your attitude is to show love. And that's what he's saying. So listen, that tells me something about him, that he has a lot of flavor, he has a lot of seasoning, and he has a lot of wisdom, and he's been through a lot. That's what it tells me about him, that he has a lot of wisdom, and he's been through a lot. Because listen, a lot of times when you start out, you don't want to show people. You do what you feel. A lot of times you do what you feel. And when you're walking in the Christian way, you learn to put your feelings under subjection. The old saints would say, put your flesh under subjection. That means to bring yourself under the rulership of the Bible, right? And so we know that we have to follow what the Word says. We know we got to do what the Word says, even when we don't feel like it. And listen, a lot of times our stinking flesh don't feel like doing what the Word says. But Charlie has a message in his music because he's talking about love. And listen, above all things, love is the greatest thing. Love is the greatest thing. Above all gifts, you know, and I know I'm not getting ready to teach about love and gifts, but listen, above all things, love is the most powerful thing. Love is the most powerful thing. It is the most important thing. What? God has commissioned us to love ye one another. This is the thing that we must do. And so Charlie Bucket is singing about love. And Daddy's Legacy, what is he talking about? He's talking about his dad's legacy. And listen, I always talk about legacy. We should want to leave a legacy behind. Your dad's legacy, your mom or whomever in your family leaves a legacy. You should always, for me, That's the way I live my life. I want to leave something behind. I don't want to just live my life and do nothing. You know, if the most important thing for me is to leave something behind that my nieces and my nephews can say, oh, my gosh, this is what my auntie did. This is what she accomplished in her life. This is what, it's a legacy. It's about a legacy. It's about passing down a torch to somebody else. That's what you should want to do. And so he's singing about his dad's legacy. That's what I like to do. That's what I want to do. Leave something valuable for my nieces and my nephews, of course. I don't have children, so that's why I'm saying nieces and nephews. Leave something behind for them that they may want to pick up and keep on going with it. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, hard work is not just for the moment. Hard work, when you understand what hard work is, it's not just for the moment. It's for the future, that you are passing a baton of knowledge, wisdom, and some understanding to your nieces and your nephews and those that's coming up behind you. Listen, we're supposed to, this is the way I think, this is my philosophy in life, to want to make it better and easier for those that's coming up behind me, right? And that's love. That's love. That's because you love your family. You love, love. That's what love does. That is what love does. That's delicious. That was delicious. Listen, I got some more music to play by independent artist David Pooley. David Pooley. Listen, and this one is Bow to You. Bow to You. Woo! Glory to God. We got to bow. We should want to bow to him every single day. Listen, let me tell y'all something. When I get up in the morning, you know, my first thought is, thank you, Jesus. Listen, when I get up in the middle of the night and I go to bed, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. Because my posture is thankfulness. I am thankful. Listen, we don't have to wake up. God doesn't have to wake us up. He doesn't have to allow us to see another day, but he does. And when he does that, I want to bow to him because I'm grateful, because I'm thankful for another day. Regardless of what we got to go through during the day, we still can have an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. And we should bow to him. All right, now, so this is Bow to You by independent artist David Pooley.
Lord, we come before your throne, praying for the nation. Ooh, we know you're God and God alone, hope of our salvation. We know you can do what you do, yeah, when you please to. We know you come through when we need, just when we
yeah, we know you can do
Yes, 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 yes. We bow to him. We should. We should bow to him in thanksgiving and praise. I am telling you, listen, let me tell you something. When you bow to him and you are thankful in a position of being thankful, let me tell you something. He opens the door a little bit wider. And you know what? I just believe that because I see it in my daily life. You know, when you thank him and you have a posture of praise, prayer, and thanksgiving and gratitude, you know something? You push open the door. You push open it. Listen, it is your attitude that either opens a door or closes a door. Listen, and when you change your attitude, the closed door can become open again. Listen, let me tell you something up in here. You got to watch how you treat people. Listen, I try my best. I try my best to live by this rule. You got to be careful how you treat people because you really don't know who they are. You don't know where they came from. You don't know where they're going, right? They may be the person to bless your life forever. In the way you treat a person. It could be a stranger. It could be anybody. You don't know. Listen, angels dwell among us unaware. And listen, I ain't talking about no beings. You know, even though angels do walk the earth, I'm talking about people. Angels, people are angels. What I'm saying is this. God can bless somebody to come into your life, and you may have a need for something, right? You may have a need for something, and they could be an angel. It's just like an angel came to you and blessed you with what you need. Let me give you an example. Perfect example. I'm pretty much out of time. I am out of time, but let me tell you something. This is a true story, and I know it's going to sound real crazy and strange. Yesterday, my mom calls me on the telephone. My mom is 82 years old, right? Next month, she's going to be 83, and I think about this all the time. She's going to be 83 years old. Well, let me tell you something. She has a real challenge going to the ladies' room. Now, listen, I don't mean a bodily function. I'm talking about actually sitting down and getting up was very, very difficult. So, listen, she needed one of those, of course, a seat that's high so she don't have to bend her knees. It takes her forever to. So, listen, let me tell you, it's the reason why I'm telling you this story. Listen, now, this is going to sound really weird. And I told her weeks ago, I said, all I got to do is get one and have you go to Walgreens, have your lady that works for you go to Walgreens and pick it up. And you'd be fine. She's like, no, that's not the way I want to do it. That's not the way I want to do it. The insurance is supposed to pay for it. The insurance is supposed to pay for it. She had a mind made up that she wants the insurance to pay for it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I could not be living for 2 months having a hard time getting up because my knees ain't working. So anyway, long story short, you know what happened, you guys? You know what happened? The nurse called her yesterday and says, what do you need? And she says, oh, thank God you called. I need a lift on the toilet to help me to get up. And so then she calls. I'm on the phone with her, and my mother is telling me to story that the nurse called and yada yada yada. I jumped up out of my seat and I start praise God and stomping on the floor. Start over a toilet seat. So let me tell you, that nurse calling her was an angel. It was an angel because I got tired of worrying about this lady trying to get up, taking her 10 minutes just to stand up. That's the problem. She couldn't stand up. So listen, I was jumping and shouting and stomping on the floor because of a toilet seat. So the point of it is this. The nurse that called her was the angel because she was delivering and making something possible that she desperately needs just for her daily living. Now listen, that's goddamn truth. I could not make that up. That's the honest God truth. Now listen, I got to get on up out here because I am out of time. But guess what? I'll be back later on and do it all over. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.